Today's daf is Chala, daf Chav Dalad. And we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, as we continue discussing various details here in the second parak of Meseches Chala. The Gemara discussed about Tzirif. We had a Machlokas, how much Chala one has to take off on daf Chav Beis. We had, what is the shear of Chala? The shear for a regular person is 1/24th, Echon Measrim Va'arba, and we said if anybody makes dough for themselves, then that's the shear. And it doesn't matter if you're making a dough for yourself or you're making a dough for your son's wedding, right? Echon Measrim Va'arba. But a baker, we said, the shear is 1/48th. And that was, again, low plug. It doesn't matter if it's a baker for the shuk, if it doesn't matter if it's a woman privately who's oset limkar bashuk, the shear is 1/48th. 1/24th, 1/48th. And we discussed last time some of the remuzim. Remember the Rasiolio quoted some psukim with the words and the letters. And we said low plug by these shiurim. And we said in the Mishnah that if the Isa becomes tamei, if it became tamei b'shogeg, so then it's, or anus, then it's 1/48, 1/48, because we're not going to be, you have to be mafish, you pass like Rabbi Akiva, if you remember from a couple of days ago, that you still have to take, you still have to be mafish. It's better to be mafish than to do small doughs, but here you already have the dough, and, it became tamei, but if it was mazid, so then we don't want to have chote niskar, so instead it's still 1/24. So says the Gemara now, nitmes isasa, v'chulu. A couple lines up on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rebbe Masnisa Belimuda Lios Mafresh. I'm sorry, this is the last line, but let's just do this again. Limuda Lios Mafresh Echa B'Yasim Arba. Right, when do we say that if it became Tamei B'Shogeg? That's only if she normally takes off 1/24th, and now it became Tamei by accident. So then we say, okay, you could have the Kula. Aval Belimuda Lios Mafresh Echa B'Arba Mishmona. But if she usually does the wrong amount, she usually does the lesser amount, then we're not going to give her the Kula. Then mafreshes, we add in this girsa, mafreshes echad me esrim ba'arba shlo yechote niskar. Then when she takes off 1/24th, we don't give her the kula in that case, because you can't try to have kulas if the halacha that you usually don't follow in any case. Okay, so Kesan Itzatarve Itzatameya. So then we had the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim were quoted a couple of dafim ago. Right, Tav Abdaf ago, we had the Tanakama Back on Daf Tezayin, we had the Shita that says, you're not allowed to be mafrish min hatar ala tamei. I have tamei dough. I feel bad giving the Kohen tamei chala. So I have tar chala. I have tar dough. I'll give him from there. Tanakama says you can't do that. First opinion says you can't do that. Ein mafrish min hatar ala tamei. Why? Because we know you're a very firm person, and we know you're going to try to do the halacha min hamukaf. Put them next to each other, and if you put the tar next to the tamei, you're just going to make more tamei. So you know, keep the tar, and keep the tamei. That's what the Deya quoted on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and then Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer, we had here in our Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're allowed to niteles minatar la tamei. You're allowed to. Aye, what do you mean? But don't you have to do mina mukaf? It has to be in proximity of each other, and that we've discussed is a discussion, din daraisa, din darabanan, but you have to do it in proximity of each other without making a tamei. So what do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem, this is what you do. You have a tar dough and a tamei dough. You take a little bit, you take a little bit of challah, enough for both. Let's say you have 1/24th for both, and then you take a little more, which is less than the size of an egg, and then you put that in between, make the doughs touching, right? That's your bridge, right? That's your connector. And then you put the dough for challah on top of this bridge. So then everything is touching, and nothing's going to become tamei from the Torah is not going to become tamei because you need at least the size a food the size of a beitza in order to transmit the tumah. So that's the Rebbe says. No. Rebbe says that's what you do, no problem. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say no. We're not taking any chances like that, and therefore you're not allowed. The shear of a beitza is an interesting machlokas. Everyone agrees that tumah is not transferred unless it's the size of a beitza. What about becoming tamei? Could food less than the size of a beitza become tamei? Become tamei, not passing the tumas. That's a discussion of Rashi, and the Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Tumas in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam has again a whole another area of halacha that he quote that he created. Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam says in Perek Dalad of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Kamashir Ochlin Latuma Latumas Atzman Kol Shehen. There's no shear of becoming tameh. Even a tiny amount of food that becomes tameh becomes tameh. To transmit tuma the other way, to make something else tameh, it has to be the size of an egg. But to become tameh kol she, that's the Rambam Shita, afilu shumshum o chardal mistameh. Even a sesame, next time you see a sesame seed, which many foods have in Israel, sesame, say, oh, the Rambam says, even a sesame seed could become tameh. Or a mustard seed. Shenamar min ha'ochal asher ye'achel kol shehu. Ve'ein ochal tameh mitameh. Ochel acher, o mashkin o yadayim, acha yebo kebetza belo klipasa. But to make something else tameh, so then it has to be the size of an egg. Vechena ochel ochel tameh, mena niftar, acha nifsal, acha yochel kebetza o mechza, vezehu chatzi, chatzi pras. And then what about liquids? The Rambam says also, a mashkin mistamin kol shehen, umitamin bekol shehen. Oh, when it comes to liquid, there's no minimum shear. Liquid. By solids, it's a minimum of a beitza going, becoming, transmitting tuma, even though there's no shear of becoming. So that is the Rambam. There's a Rashi that seems to say, even to become tame, you need an egg. Then the Mishnah L'malach here on the Rambam discusses an interesting case. Nistapakti, lamanda amar de ochel pachos mi kebeitza eino makabal tuma. Right, according to the one who says, the sheet of Rashi, Ochel, Pachas, less than a beitza, to be bekabel tuma, also needs a shear. Im shnei chatzoi beitza, nitimu kol echad b'fnei atzmo. What if two halves of an egg, each by themselves, became tame? V'chazru v'nitztarfu v'nasu kebeitza. Yavi tameim. Right? Can they make others tame? This is a half a beitza, each became tame by themselves, if they're put together. O dilma, kiva de b'shas kabolas atuma, lo hayabo kishir, nimsa shlo kibel tuma. According to the one who says that it has to be a beitza to become tameh, so if they're each half beitzas and they became tameh, but they didn't become tameh because they only have a beitza, and then they get together. So do they are they tameh now because now they're a beitza? Is it like tumah held in abeyance and then it's just like once it can be chal, or do you say no? Because at the time that it, when the tumah touched it, it can't become tameh, so then not. And he quotes a couple of other Mishnah L'melech type of questions here in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. Okay, so let's, so that's what the Mishnah said, that Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to do, Minat Tohar Al HaTameh. You're allowed to do this middle. You're allowed to touch them with the bridge and then put the dough on top. So now the Gemara says, bottom of Chaf Gimel Beis, Ketzad Isa Stahora, the Isa Tameya. Ask the Gemara, the Ein Habayis Mitzarif. Gemara folds Girsa. One second. Is it, what, Mukaf is not enough if it's in the same proximity? Like house, room? You have to actually touch them together? You can't say that the room is going to be mitzaret. That's not enough. Says the, I know the Mefarshim explained that it should be enough if it's in that proximity, if it's in that room. So answers the Gemara, yeah, maybe usually it is enough, but not here. Not here. Why? Davar shehu makpid al taruvuso ein habayis mitzaref. Something that a person is makpid not to put together. Then the bias is not mitzarif, right? If you want to say it's enough considered mukaf, it's considered close enough if it's in the same room. That's only if you don't care if it would actually be touching. Then you can say in the same room is good enough. Kind of like potential. If it could potentially be together, this is good enough because you could already foresee it being together. But if you're not makbid, you don't care if it will come together, then fine, the bias could be mitzarif. So here, Isa Tameyav, Isa Tahora, also Kedavish, Makbanat Haravuso. Here, they're Dafka, you know, once Tamei, once Tahor. So you are Makbanat on the Tarovas. You'd rather them not become one dough, because you don't want the dough to become Tamei. So that's why it's not good enough. It's not good enough to just be in the same room. You have to actually touch them as much as you can without their becoming Tamei. And that's why our Belazar does this whole, ceremony, not really a ceremony, but it's putting the bridge in and putting the dough onto the bridge, that would be, good enough. Good. So two other, ha'aris on this line. If you're makpid on it not being together, then it's not mitzarif. And if you're not makbid, so this could apply in other areas of halacha as well. Well, I just said the potential halacha, right? If it can be, again, this is even a little more than potential, because this is if you want it. If you want it to be together, and it's in the same room, then it's kiluus together. If you don't want it together, sometimes you have the halacha of potential, known as the din of rabzera, kalaroi labila. If something has the potential to be together, if something has the potential for anything, so then sometimes you can say that's enough. It's just a halacha of potential. So here, it can be put together, so that it's considered mukaf. But if it can be put together and you don't want it together, so then that ruins it. But the fundamental, the first step is, if it can be together, as long as you don't want it separated, that's good enough. So it still could be the formula as halacha potential. That's Rabbi Zeira. Kalaroi labila ain bila ma'akeves. Rabbi Zeira says that by the Karban Mincha, the flour and the oil brought for a Karban Mincha does not have to be mixed, but it has to be mixable. I mean, if you bring so much flour that if you would mix it with the oil, it wouldn't really be mixed properly. There'd be clumps of flour that wouldn't be able to be mixed properly. So then that's not good. That ruins the Mincha. You have to have enough oil. And the flour, I think it's 60-1, and if it's any more flour than that, so then you're going to need more oil, right? But you don't have to actually mix it. Kalaroi labila ain bila ma'akevis. As long as it's roi labila, roi to be mixed, so then bila is not ma'akev. And that principle is used, I think we mentioned that in a shiur recently, right? Last year, two shiur ago, about roi labias mayim, right, by mikvah. You don't need to actually have water go into a person's mouth or a person's eyes, but there is a hachatzitza that it has to be roi labias mayim, right? You don't have any chatzitzas in the mouth. There's an interesting application of this. The Ritva, I mentioned that the Ritva had used Rabbi Zeira at least three times in Maseches Sukkah, at beginning of Lulav HaGazal, the Ritva quotes in terms of shaking a lulav about how tall a lulav has to be. But I want to quote the another interesting application of this on Daf Lamed Ches. I think the Ritva discusses Rashi and Tosas there discuss about what happens if somebody is in. Interestingly, this is in Maseches Sukkah and not in Maseches Brachos. This machlokas. Some of it comes up in Maseches Brachos, but Rashi, Tosas, Ritva discuss what happens if somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and then the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. What do you do? That's the machlokas we shown him here in Sukkah. So Tosva says, how could Rashi say what he says? What does Rashi say? Rashi says what we do. Rashi says, you stop and wait and listen. You stop and wait and listen to Kedusha, and that says if you said it. But Tosva says, no. What do you mean? It's as if you're right, it's as if you said it. But you're not allowed to be mopsic in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So you can't stop and listen because you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. So keep going. Tosva says, keep going. Rashi has this middle approach. You could stop, and it's enough of a saying that and shomea kaone that it's kilu you said it, but it's not mamish shomea kaone, so it's not as if you were mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, middle of Yamida, right? So that's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos about shomea kaone. Is it mamish one or is it just ki one? Right? Tosfos says it's mamish like you're saying it, so you can't be mafsik. While Rashi says no, it's ki one. It's not exactly the same. Not exactly the same, and therefore, you could have your cake and eat it too. You could stop and be yotzei, and it's not enough of a hefsek. So that's Rashi Tosa. The Ritva is a third shita. How could you have a third shita? Either you say it, or you don't. Either you stop or you don't stop. How could the Ritva have a third shita? The Ritva says also, don't stop. The Ritva says, like Tosa, don't stop for a different reason. The Ritva says, don't stop because the only way you could be yotzei shemei ka'one is if you could have said it yourself. If you could have said it yourself at that moment, right, so then hearing it is ki'ilu you did it yourself. As long as it's kalaroi lahagid yourself, so then you can be yotzei if you hear somebody say it. But if you can't be mafsik now, right? If I can say kiddush now, then I can be yotzei. You're hearing you say kiddush. But if not, so then not. So that's what the Ritva says here on Daf Lamed Ches in Maseches Sukkah. Misha nechaz beis haknesses. That's the first part. Because he's not allowed to be Biona. And then he said, that's what he quotes at least as a day. Mikal makom, yesh lo lishok v'lishmo ha-kedivriya ga'onim. Avo yishenei rashoi lanos yotzei b'kach. V'chein das rabosai, avogdoli ador, omer she'ein lo lishtok. He goes to Machlokas, but he at least has that that Deah. Again, that's Machlokas. But again, this is about potential. So here too, if it potentially can be put together in the rooms, that's Ke'ilu, it's put together. But if it's not, meaning part of it, because you don't want it to be together, so then you wouldn't say that. It also applies to Chevra. If I'm makpid about not being together with certain people, then I'm not together. And if I'm not so makpid, then there's an automatic connection between us. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, that we are automatically mushpa and mechubar to those around us. I would say unless you make a mechitza, unless you put up something. So the Rambam says, Derech bir yaso, this is the hashkafic note of the daf, Derech bir yaso, shela adam, the derech of a person is lios nimshach b'deosav u'b'maisav achareyav v'chaveyrav. We're naturally pulled after our friends, our neighbors, and who we are around. Lefichach, tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim, v'leishev etzal chachamim, tamid, k'dei sheyilman ma'aseyim. That's why we have to connect ourselves to great tzadikim and chachamim. V'yisrachek min harishoyim, haholchim b'choshech, k'dei shelo yilman ma'aseyim. Right, well, to be around rishoyim, so that's why we have to stay away. V'husha Shlomo Omer holeches hachachamim yachka v'roa k'silim yaroa. V'yomer ashrei ha'ish asher lo alach patzas v'sham. First pasuk in Tehillim. That's don't have to go too far. And then he says v'chinim hayahav b'medina shemin nogoseh ha'ra'im. He talks about the country, but that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Deos. That so again, you could apply that to our line of the Gemara, which seems to have nothing to do with this. But you know, if you're makpid about being together, then that creates a separation. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Isa, where are we? Be'isa Tchila. This whole halacha of the Chachamim arguing and Rabbi Elazar doing this is only by, and the Chachamim not being Mafrish Benatar Latame, that's only by a dough that is a Rishon Latoma. Be'isa tchila, right? Because we know if food is a rishon latoma, other food can become a sheni latoma. Adam, kelim, ochlim, ashkim. The four things that can become tamei. A person can only become tamei from an avatoma. A person can become a rishon latoma. A person can't become a sheni midaraisa. Okay, your hands, stam yadayim, askaniyos, they have the status of a sheni. And a tful yom a tful yom has the status of a sheni also. But ein adam nitma ella me avatoma. But food, chulin, could become a sheni. Shruma could become a shlishi. Hektish could become a revi. Right? The more holy you are, the more susceptible you are to tumah. And therefore, says that we're talking about chulin here. So when do we say that a dough cannot be connected to another dough because it's going to make a tameh? That's only by a nisa tchila, by if you have a rishon. If you have a rishon, then you can't put it next to another dough because it's going to make it into a sheni. I will be isa shnia, but if the dough itself is a sheni, the tameh dough is a sheni, then there's no problem. Ein l'sheni maga eitzel tevel. There's no problem with a sheni touching tevel. There's no problem with a sheni touching. You don't say it's ke'ilu, it's touching the truma inside. You don't say that. Right, that's a machlokas. Look at the barafold here. It quotes from Sota Daf Chavtes. The Kaimolam Isa Hatavula Lachala Lav Kechala Damya Ela Kechulin. When you have a sheni latuma that touches tevel, that's okay. It's okay. It's not called touching the truma, and therefore, even though the tevel becomes a sheni latuma, that's okay. You're not being matame the truma, and therefore, it is okay. That is that's what our Mishnah is going like. Tevil is also a big topic. Let's continue a little more, I guess, and then maybe we'll come back to talk about a lot to talk about when it comes to tevil. But Tani, let's continue first in the Brisa. The Brisa, this is commenting on the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas is parallel to our Mishnah here in Challah, that if you have Truma Temeya and Truma Tahora, also the Chachamim say you cannot be Mafish Ben Atar Latame because you're worried about Mukaf and becoming Tameh. Or Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can do this kind of arrangement with putting something in the middle. So the same thing is, the same machlokas is parallel by Trumas as it is by Challah. So there's a Brisa that comments about the machlokas by Trumas. Tani, Rabbi Loi Omer Bishum Rabbi Eliezer, Tomer Menatar La Tameh Bilach. You're allowed to do this, try to put it together without making them Tameh. You could do this by Lach, by moist fruit. Is this only or even? That's a machlokas of a mafarshim on the page. Only lach or even lach. If you look in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, based on earlier sources, he says even. Afilu balach. Reb Elazar Shita, that you're allowed to do this, put the tummy stuff next to the tar stuff without making it tummy, you can do this even. If you look in the Mara Folda, later on, it's mashma. The later Dimar Askel Ein Lecha, he's clear that that's how he understands the Gemara. Only by liquids. Let's go with that pshat for now. But that's the Brisa that comments on the Mishnah. When Reb Elazar allows this, he allows it by moist fruit. So how do you do it? How do you put two moist fruit together, one tamei, one tahar, not allowing the tar to become tamei? So we had one here by the putting the bridge and the challah on top of the bridge. So remember this case from Trumas? Ketzad. Kavash zesim tpituma. V'mavakish l'tarmen v'tahara. I have a barrel of tamei olives. Right, barrel of tamei olives. They are being pickled, and therefore they're wet. They're in a pickling substance. And they're all tame. I have tahar olives that I want to be mafresh for the tame olives in the barrel. So how do I touch these tahar olives? If I just put them in, they're going to become tame. Oh, what do I do? The following. Maybe mashpech. I bring a funnel. She'en b'fiv kibetza. I put a funnel. I touch the bottom of the funnel to the barrel. And I put tahar olives in the funnel. The bottom of the funnel is not the size of a beitza. And let's say a couple of olives get into the bottom of the funnel, all together next to each other. So not one olive, not one of the olives is going to be big enough to be the size of a beitza. And in that way, mashpeshin b'fiv beitza mamali oso zesim, I put tahar olives in the funnel. V'noso piachavis, I put it on the barrel. V'nimsa termin emukaf. So that's why the tumah is not going to be transferred, because it's not the size of a beitza. So the tumah on the bottom is not, there's not going to be one olive that's going to, you know, the size of the beitza that's going to transfer, and we're all good. So it's going to be touching, and it's going to be mafresh benatar latameh in the case of mukaf. In the case of mukaf, where it's touching. So it says the Gemara, lamali pachos mi kebeitza, filu kebeitza, filipiru and inun. Even if the bottom of the funnel is the size of an egg, right? You have a couple of olives that are next to each other, and there's a tiny amount of space in between each olive, this piruin. So each of the olives are going to be less than a beitza. So even if the funnel bottom is the size of a beitza, right, it doesn't have to be less than a beitza. So the Gemara says, shalola tamo zesim harbe. No, you don't want to, the bottom of the bottom layer, might be touching the bottom layer, some of them might become tame. And you want to make the bottom layer as small as possible so that the least amount of olives will become tame. Right? And that's why lola tamo zesim harbe, you know, less on the bottom layer in the mouth of the funnel. Amru lo, so now the Chachamim say to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein lecha kari lach el yayin v'shemin bilvad. The Chachamim say, only lach, or lach means liquid. Lach doesn't mean moist fruit. The Chachamim say, again, this is related to the Chachamim there in the, related to the Machlokas and Trumas. Look at the Marafolda. Ein lecha kari lach el yayin v'shemin, v'lo zesim. Af k'shem kevushim betzir, einem kriyam lach. That's not lach. That's not moist. You want to say that only liquid can be transferred? Okay, liquid, not moist fruit. And I'll tell you how to do it, the Gemara is going to say. Vishuv, and therefore, everything else is considered yavesh, considered dry, not moist. And again, the Mara folder is reading of the Gemara. And Rebbe Elazar doesn't allow minatar latame by yavesh, only by lach, mamish lach. So therefore, and I'm going to explain to you, says the Gemara, how it's done. But first finish reading the Mara folder. Vishuv havela yavesh biyavesh. Ve'ein tarmi minatar latame. And you're not torim in a tar latame, even according to Rabbi Lazar, when it comes to yavesh. Mishum gziras de mukaf sheikar gzir biyavesh aisa. V'zenami nechshav liyavesh. And therefore, amrulo, these chachamim say back to Rabbi Lazar, or in the Tosefta, I agree that the minatar latame allowance is only by lach, but lach means moist. Lach means liquid. Lach doesn't mean moist fruit. And therefore, I argue about your case with the olives. So hey chavida. So okay, this gets even harder. How could you be mafrish min hatohar al hatameh, liquid for liquid? We spoke about, in our Mishnah, totally dry things, right? You have doughs. How do you put it together? Less than the beitza in the middle, and then you put the challah on top. We just spoke about moist fruit. What was moist fruit? Right, you do the funnel, and you put it on top of the barrel. So what about liquids? When liquids are touching, what the Rambam just said before, right? Kol shehu transfers. So how do you deal with that? So, hey, Chavidas, what do you do? So, again, we have this back in Maseches Trumas as well, if you remember. So this is what you do. Enough tziruf. Kora achas l'shtei boros. You have two cisterns. You have two boros where wine goes into. You have one board. One board across both. So if you put some grapes in one pile and some grapes in the other pile and one board that's crushing both of them, but some going into one, some going into the other, even if one is tummy, one is tar, that's good. That's enough contiguous. That's enough mukaf in that case. And that's how, because you have the one board that's connecting all of what you're crushing, that's good enough to be called mena mukaf. And the wine's not touching each other. And therefore, that's called mena tar latame. Or, shtei koras labar echad. Or if you have two boards, but it's all going into one bar. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that second case doesn't go get to one bar, then they're going to be matame each other. If some of the wine is tame, some of the wine is tar. Says the Gemara, mikimach and nitva miksasu in kulo tame. How does that one work? The second half of the brisa. Right? If it's all going into one bar, isn't that a problem? Rabbi Hila, b'shem Rabbi Yasa, tiftar shahaya bedaita lasos on tfisa achas. No, this is the case. You have two boards, and you had in mind that it's all going to go into one big bore, one big pit. And then you change your mind. So the fact that you had in mind to do it into one bore originally is enough to be called mina mukaf. It's enough to be called that it's all together. V'nimlach v'asan shtei tvisos. So you're right. If it goes into one bore, it's stuck. It all becomes tame. But if you had it in mind originally to do it into one, so that is also good enough. Look at the Mara folder right in the middle of the skinny lines. V'yafilu hachi, ho'al umitchila kavanasa lasos on tfusa achas, since originally you wanted to do it in one, av agav dehadra son shtei tfusos, even though later on you changed it into two, ho'lchem achar tchilas kavanasa v'havile mukaf. That's enough to be considered mukaf in that case. Fine. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So, again, we said this is a machlokas that appears both by shemen and by yayin. This whole machlokas of Belazar and the chachamim. So now we're going to make a comment by the shemen. By the yayin. Amar Rabbi Yossi, regarding the oil, a limit. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, hada de tamar. When do you say that you can be mafrish min hatohar al hatameh? Bishenitma misheshila umishekipa. Shekfar nira lotarman betara. If you have a bar of wine, and before you, right, bishenitma, if it became tame, after you already skimmed off the dregs. Remember, sometimes we spoke about this in Shumas, so you put the wine in the pit, and then some stuff floats to the top, and then you remove the stuff on the top, you know, the gook, some things like the peels, some of the stuff goes to the bottom too, but some of it floats to the top, so when you take the stuff off on the top, that's called Misha Shilo, Misha Kipa. So says Rabbi Yossi Barbun, when do you think you could be Mafresh Ben Atar Latame? If there was a moment in time that this bar was Tahar, and you could have taken off Truma Tahara from it, and then it became Tame. But if it became Tame before you skimmed the top, and that's Gemar Malacha. So it never was mechuyev in Truma Tahora, then you can't be Mafresh Ben Atar Latame. It's only if there was a moment in time that it was already at Gemar Malacha and it was Tahar, and then it became Tame. Right? Let's read it again. Hada de Tamar, when do you say this, that you could be Mafresh Ben Atar Latame? Misha Nitma, if it became Tame, Misha Shilo, Misha Kipa, after you already did the skimming. So at that moment, you had Gemar Malacha and you could have taken off Ben Atar Latame, and you did it. Shekvar nira l'tarman b'tara. Avalem nitma ad shalo shila v'ad shalo kipa lobada. But if you became tameh before it even had gemar malacha, before you skimmed off the top, so then lobada, then you can't be mafresh b'natar ala tameh. So then you can't take off tar. Then it's tameh, so you just mafresh tameh. Period. Okay, so we had a machlokes the past daf and a half about the chachabim say you can never be mafresh b'natar ala tameh. And Rabbi Lazar says, you can. And we had some limits. You can. Is it only by wet? Is it only by dry? Right? The discussion. Who do we paskin like? So here we go. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshiya, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yoshiya, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. That's two for Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Huna, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Ein Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosef Bar Bun, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Two against two. Also, Uvda Kumei, the case came in front of Rabbi Imi, V'lo Hori, he didn't paskin. He didn't know what to do. Why? Amar, Tarti Kol Kavol Treinun. It's two against two. I don't know who to paskin like. Amrin Lei, V'harab Yitzchak Bar Nachman Orei. But Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore what? And therefore, Machlokes, Lamara Fulda says, he Maisarav, right? Not only in the base Medrash, right? So if you have Machlokes in the base Medrash, that's one thing. But he paskin that way. So you should go like Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman. He paskin that way, right? That's one understanding. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, Pnei Moshe says, no, it's not like Maisarav, now it's three against two. Right? Now it's three against two. You have another rabbi on that side. So, two different opinions what the question is, but why didn't he paskin that way? Afilu kein lo hori. Still, doesn't matter. He did not paskin that way like Rabbi Eliezer. Who do we paskin like? Right? It's unclear by the end. So, it's so unclear that there's a steer in the Rambam. Right? That the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer by Chala, right? By Hilchas Bikurim, by Chala, he paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. Paskins that he could do this. Benatar Latame, the Rambam in Zion Yud Beis in Bikurim. The Rambam says, Isa hatfula l'chala, ena kachala v'ari kechulun l'nyintuma. Like we just said earlier on the daf, that if you have a tevel, you're allowed to be, right, mitami, she'ena she'ini yosa shlisha b'chulun v'chulu. L'fichach, shtei isos, achas torah v'achas temeya. No tel kedei chala shteya me'isa shlohumar chalasa, v'nosto be'emsa, samach l'isa tahora, u'moshe v'netfeil tahora, kedei beitza, kedei litra v'namukaf. So you do this whole charade, and the Ravid there says, hu pazak rebel yezer? The Chacham and Moshe Lasos Kane. The Chacham say no. Ubi Yerushalmi Sof Perak Beis. That's us. Ubi Yerushalmi Sof Perak Beis says the Ravid. He learned Yerushalmi Daf Yomi, or probably more than Daf Yomi. Ubi Yerushalmi Lo Hiskimu Besof Grib Eliezer Lasos Ma'asek Amoso. Yerushalmi wasn't Maskin. We didn't even know. We don't say, how did he learn the Yerushalmi? Two against two, and. So, and how did he say, Rabbi Yitzchak Paskin? Paskin like who? It's not clear. Maybe the Ravid thought that he Paskin like the Chachamim. Right? Afil kein lo hori, or means, like Rabbi Lazar said, oh, he wouldn't do it l'maisa. So maybe the Ravid understands that. He wouldn't do it l'maisa because that's a das yachid. And that's what the Ravid here says. So, and the Kazimisha says, the Rambam must understand differently, but this is this, machlokas, had a Paskin, Rambam Ravid, Zion Yud Beis, and then the Rambam and Shumas Paskins, like the Rabbanan. So it's, difficult to know exactly halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here.